adjourn, Jen.
She went to coffee.
Oh, okay. Guys, was we were waiting for December 11th.
that was...
I think Geist is a new one.
Yeah, Geist is a new one.
Yeah.
Minutes?
I know we accept the minutes as written.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Agenda we have tomorrow, move on to agenda, it's on you here.
That's, we're done.
Okay.
I think the senator's here now, so we'll give her a minute. We're kind of waiting for you.
Okay.
We didn't want to get too far.
Too far advanced, okay.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Senator Kathy Young, who represents the district and state. As I said, we went on a little boat tour and we took Kathy down, Senator down to see the dam and all the construction we had done on the gates. And I'll throw it back to you.
Okay. Well, hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be with you tonight. As I said, that boat tour was the best thing I did all day because I was locked in the office of meeting after meeting. So this was really wonderful to be out on Rushford Lake and also to see the dam work, because that's something that we've been working on the state level. As you know, we had a previous grant that was given by the state, and we're just able to secure a new one. I think it's worth $388,000, somewhere in that range. And so that's been really great news for Rushford, because I know how critical that dam is to the operation of the lake. It was really kind of neat because we just opened one of the gates for a couple of seconds, and to see that
valve,
not a gate, a valve. I have to get my terminology straight here. We opened a valve for just a couple of seconds, and it was amazing to see the pressure and the rush of water that came out of that. And so I really want to come back in the fall when you lower the lake levels to really see what that's like. But I'm really glad to help. As you know, we've been working on some legislation. I just passed a bill in the Senate that will help the association with some of the issues that you've been facing. And so that's going through the process right now in Albany. And I was very, very happy to do that. And so I'm just here to say, I'm glad things are going well with the dam. I'm glad that we were able to get the legislation passed in the Senate. And I'm here to help. And if there's something that I can do, or if you have any questions, concerns, or ideas for me, I would love to hear them. So, yeah.
Could you tell me what the number of the bill is that you just said?
I don't know. But I can find out. Maggie, you don't have that, do you?
I don't know what right now. I'm sure it's time to
I have a lot of bills that we just passed, and so I haven't memorized all the bill numbers, and so I apologize for that.
In the Senate, it's bill number 85891.
Okay.
That's right.
8591?
8591.
8591.
Okay. Anybody else? Anyone else have a question? Idea, concern? Yes, sir.
Is there any discussion with
state level with the ultimate license facility, how long the animal lasts, what the final order will be, and we're obviously doing day-to-day repair, but, you know, and guaranteed property values over time, you know, what's gonna happen to the dam 10, 20, 15 years, 15, 25 years from now?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think that there is any kind of long-range planning on the state level as far as the dams go across the state, and I think that's a tremendous need that we have to take a look at. We're just, as you said, going with repairs as they come up and working on those issues, but this, you know, this is a big problem, I think, across the state with not just Rush Lake, but a lot of different dams, and so we really should take a look at that. It's great input.
According to Hatch Acres, the repair that we just did on it, they're saying it should last for 30 to 50 years.
The repair itself?
Yeah, the repair itself. The dam itself passed the dam safety evaluation that the state forces to conduct that basically says it'll, it's gonna be there, not quite forever, but it's for a long time.
It's unfair. The last stability, I don't know, for the new people, we had to do part of the one grant, the original grant that Kathy and Pat McGee was, we had to do a comprehensive stability study of the dam as it sits about 3 years ago. And as far as the concrete strength and all that end of it, the dam is in excellent shape. I mean, one of the reasons is because we don't have a full load on it year round, and it hasn't had to wear and tear of ice damage and everything else, so.
You know, offhand, that study was based on an old geologic survey or more updated?
It was based on the latest stuff from the federal government, what the superstorm scenario, those kind of water loads and inflows and everything else.
And that was one concern about the seismic.
Seismic had passed supposedly with flying colors, according to the document that I read.
Yeah. Is there a copy of that bill?
Pardon me?
Do you have a copy of that?
Yeah,
we can get it.
How do we get one?
It's here. It's in our office. Rhonda can run your copy.
One other thing, just to give you an example of the type of testing we do on it, the overflow, the overtopping, was in excess of what Niagara Falls throws over it. That's the way the state makes us test at the dam.
Well, that was the federal.
That was the federal. So it theoretically could handle the outflow of Niagara Falls, if that'll put that in more perspective for you.
Okay, anyone else? Well, again, I'm very, very pleased to be here, and I want to thank everybody who worked so hard to make Rushford Lake the wonderful jewel that it is. And, yes, Maggie?
I would like to thank Senator Young for everything mm-hmm. she does.
Right? Got a place in the city, got a place out here. Why can't I put one on one name, one on her house? I have the right to vote.
You can.
I can put the star on mine?
Don't you only, no, on star.
Well, she could put the star on one, and I could have a star on one.
No.
Right or wrong?
No.
Why not?
Get one star.
You get one star.
You could try it.
Well, get a divorce.
But if you try it, if you get caught, it's ugly.
Pardon?
It's ugly.
It's ugly?
Then you gotta be divorced.
But what if you're divorced? We get some kind of a vote on what's going on.
If you are divorced and not married, and there is no fiduciary responsibility or relationship, okay? She owns that, you own this. Now, you may sleep together and live together, okay? But you would have to be physically, legally divorced in order to both get stars.
Don't you have to live there for a year?
Primary residence.
Primary residence.
This would give you the option to be able to vote. This is what I'm talking.
Yeah, you would not.
We're all partners in this whole thing.
If you, you know, if you want, I believe that if you wanted to, you could, like, say, you wanted to have vote out, you can only vote out of one place.
Right.
So if you wanted to, one of you registered here in Allegheny County, and one of you registered in your home area, you could do that.
Okay.
But you both can't vote in both areas. One can vote the other way.
Right, that's considered to be voter fraud. So you can't do it that way, but you could split it.
But he has a little bit of right to vote on what's going on.
Right, I know, everybody wants to have.
I just come to a meeting, and everybody's like, how would that?
I know. And it's always great to have a say in your own destiny, and be able to have your voices heard. And, but the thing is with me, I don't care if you live here or not. If it's important to Rushford Lake, it's important to me.
They want it important, everybody.
That's right. Anybody else? Okay, well, thank you again, it's great to see you. As you know, my office is in Olean, and my door is always open. If you have questions or concerns, you can go online, you can drop me a note, and give me a call. If it's been come out, I'll come out, okay? All right, well, thank you again.
Thank you.
With that, we're moving through requests. We're gonna table.
Table.
It's not a request, it was just a concern.
So moved.
I should have moved that into the business. Cerny, Frank Evanson, the license.
Correct, I wanted to talk to Graham's. And the problem is that there's an old lift that approaches them 5 foot. And Graham would be more than willing to grant the license, providing that that old lift is moved by November.
I will grant the license under those circumstances, but I think under those circumstances, in writing.
We need to draft the letter that wasn't by the okay provision that the lift has to be moved.
The lift on the
drawdown, or
yeah,
by
the lift on the north side.
On the north side.
I move that.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Geist, Kathy, license.
The dock is a good permit. My only question is, if you look at the pictures, there's no lift in the pictures. There's a lift on the dock. So do they have a permit for the lift, or do they apply for a permit?
We don't have one. Do you want to stay alive for research?
Is this a new owner?
New owner.
The license transfer.
Okay, the license transfer.
Yeah, if you look at the pictures, like I said, there's no, when the pictures, there was no lift, now there's an angle.
Magically, okay. Why don't we table that for a investigation?
Or send a letter that they have to apply for a lift.
Correct, but I'd like to wait 60 days.
So moved.
Second. So we're tabling.
Tabling the license transfer pending request for the lift. To us no later than 9:30.
9-1.
So that way we've got it for that. Houseman, John and Fran, a little license transfer. Was fine, no encroachment.
Will we approve it?
All in favor?
Aye.
Tiambo, no license transfer.
Unfortunately, after I talked to you, I know this one also familiarly. Been done too many times, it's fine.
Second.
This is Tom Tombo.
Right.
I will re-approve it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
James Swanson, license transfer.
I will re-approve it. Do we have a license, do we have a letter from the document? Is it a shared doc or is it a committee involved?
Shared.
One-two.
One-two?
Yeah. We have a required.
I will re-approve it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Valeri.
Valeri.
Yeah. License transfer.
That looks like there's a brand new lift there.
Same motion as the last one.
Yep.
Table pending.
9-1.
Phil Jones.
Share with me something.
License transfer.
Is it transfer or additional license?
No, transfer.
Transfer. Will we approve it?
All in favor?
Aye.
Actually, I got, there's Christian on here, but it's also in the old business. I'll leave it in old business. Bill, Gunner, Bill and Erica, license transfer.
Back for license, I should say.
I will re-approve it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Zimmerman, stall, 108x12, voice.
I mean, there's plenty of room, not in the application yet, but my only question is, do we, would we like for them to add something to their dock agreement with regards to license? That's my only question.
There's nothing in the community dock agreement relative to license? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Jan here?
Charlie?
Yes.
I know you don't have anything with regards to hoists on your community dock agreement currently.
Okay.
I know you got a hoist. Did you just talk amongst yourselves and come to that agreement? How did the hoist come to be?
I thought that Jan filled something out for us.
Yes, he did. He did apply for a hoist.
Okay.
But for the community, for your community dock itself?
Uh-huh.
Did you guys just say amongst yourselves it's all right to have hoists, or how did that all come to be?
I thought there was some hoists already on that, I know.
The only hoist that was there originally was Suwacki's in the front.
Okay.
And that's why I had to make it narrow at the one end.
The Crossen had one.
Crossen did have one?
Yeah. When I bought from Crossen, he had one.
He had one there?
Yeah, and they had, actually Dennis used it last year.
All right.
The only thing you probably want to put in your bylaws would be something to the effect that any hoist that's going to be installed not interfere with the other slips.
Right.
Basically.
Okay.
With no circumstance, I will re-approve it.
All in favor?
Are they considered, when you issue a permit for the dock, are you treating those as ministerial actions? Or are they type one actions or type two actions in regard to secret?
There's no secret involved.
Why?
Because it's my understanding that seeker involves moving dirt or something of that nature, not just transfer of ownership. I could be wrong, because I'm not that familiar with it, but that's my understanding of it.
And just, I really can go into whether or not there is secret, is government or secret, and actually ministerial portion of things or unlisted action, and that's why. But when you're writing these bylaws, at some point, what's the threshold that requires secret?
We're not writing the bylaws, okay? The bylaws are written by the Community Dock Association.
Right, they're approved, right?
We review them. I don't know whether or not we approve them or not, Bill. I mean, we do review them.
Who actually issues the little tag that was on your...
The district does, because we own the property.
You're the agency in charge of that.
That's correct.
So then, you're making, for seeker, that's the action, the issue of that permit. That's an action.
Okay.
And then there's a whole book of how they get broken down, whether they're ministerial actions, or type one actions, or type two actions.
Okay.
Up to the board to choose which one of those three it is. And I'm curious, at what point do you, what threshold do you do to move from A, it's not an issue, to B, to type one, or C, to type two action? What criteria?
I guess our criteria would probably be whether or not there was an existing problem with neighbors or extending over borders or things of that nature, not necessarily a construction issue.
I just want to walk this through a bit. So if there is an issue, the neighbor has the right to complain, and then that would make it a type one action?
That is correct. I don't know, but once again, when it comes to seeker, okay, I'm not that familiar with it, and I'm not professing to be. But when we had our law firm, Hiscock and Barclay, review our procedures. Excuse me?
Was it Chuck Monroe?
Chuck and Bill. Right. Chuck and Bruce.
Bruce.
Both reviewed our procedures, and they did not indicate to us that seeker was involved. And that was done about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
You can bring this back up in open forum. We're going to get back on getting the... We got a lot of stuff in front of us.
Thank you.
You can hold it until the forum. Please check the...
Voices, Mark. Do we know who owns it?
B475.
Okay.
What's the jeweler's name?
Hart. Hart Jewelry?
No, not him.
Reed?
It's owned by one of my parents. It's owned by Reinhardt's. This list is owned by where Reinhardt, my parents, used to be.
Hart.
Yes.
Hart, welcome.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those docks alongside of his. I mean, the hoist itself is an old hoist, but it's painted and it's mechanically sound. I mean, I nudged my boat and it's verified.
Do we have this needed approval?
No. Huh? I think we just addressed it.
Okay, Boyack, Jeffrey, and Julia license.
I would move we approve it because they've already been given the terms in the letter to the committee.
Well, do we have... No, I'm not going to... I mean, I'm not going to...
We approved Donovan's dock.
I'm not arguing the dock. I'm arguing, do we have their community dock agreement in hand welcoming these people?
We asked for it.
We asked for it. Do we didn't get it?
Do we have it? That's my question.
If we don't have it, then I move we not approve.
We table.
Once again...
And let them know that we don't approve anything without the committee document.
9-1.
9-1. Okay. Did we issue a Donovan? Donovan had a dock tag, right?
Yes, Donovan was...
Was they moving out?
They sold.
They sold. Okay. So this is the person moving in?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. And we don't have a community dock agreement?
No, we... We have a community dock agreement, but not signed by everyone.
Okay.
Welcoming them out.
Yes. Okay. And that has to be done.
That has to be done.
Absolutely. Okay. I move we table it?
Yes.
Okay.
Greco, David, and Joan, license. Will we approve it?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Roni, Earl?
I'd like to table this because the, I spoke to the, Mr. Schmidbauer, who's here, is going to be submitting plans for a dock on the north side of this property, and until such time as we have both, you know, the whole picture of this thing, we really can't do anything.
We're all here.
We're all here.
But we don't have Mr. Schmidbauer's plans.
His plans for what?
To put a dock in.
Well, we want to put our dock in now.
Before it falls down.
It's a replacement, it's...
We're replacing an existing dock.
They're pressing it.
It should not be involved with Smithfield at all.
Then, if we want to go down that path, okay, then based on what was presented to us, we're going to deny it, because it's way too far out of water.
How far is too far?
21 feet, correct.
21, we're at 36 now, we want to go out 9 more feet, and that's too far?
No, you're not 36.
Yes, we are. I helped build that.
Okay, then if you are, if it's only 9 feet, then yes, you are, because you are, you would be extending beyond the rest of the docks. I would prefer to table this until we get the other set of plans, and I think that there's a way that this can be handled. That's my honest opinion.
Can't do anything until the water's down anyway.
That's true.
That there's going...
I'm going back to Florida next week. If we build a dock, I would come back if you would approve it. But the way we're doing it right now, we don't have room for 3 boats on that dock. Someone said we did, and unless we rebuild it for 3 boats. It's very inconvenient, that whole place for the kids to swim or anything, and I submitted a plan for our...
I seen the plan. I didn't look at it. What I'd like to do is table it until maybe all of us can go down. Like I said, we've gotten a letter from the gentleman that's right next to you. He wants to do something, and I don't want to have something put in and then it's interfering with something. It's just easier to get everybody's plans, look at what's there, and work it out that way.
Can you use the one that's directly to the south?
Our dock is already there.
Are you adjacent to us?
If he has to build a dock, ours is already there. We should be able to build ours, and he has to conform to what's there.
Well...
And he already has a dock right now. What's he building another dock for, may I ask?
We don't need to question why he's building another dock. He's got the frontage, he's entitled to it.
Well, so are we.
I didn't say you weren't. I didn't say you were not entitled to a dock. What I said is you were not entitled to a dock the way you presented to this board to reconfigure. If we don't not, it will be a navigation hazard in that area. It's too far out of water.
I have a motion.
I'd like to make one other comment. Several years ago, I submitted this plan that was approved by the board. The only reason we didn't build it, one of the 3 people wouldn't go along with it. They said it had been...
Well, that was the board that was sitting there.
But it was approved by the board 4 or 5 years ago.
This board right now is going to table. That's the motion I have.
I move we table it.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm not going to discuss this. The motion was tabled until we see what he's going to propose. I don't know. You're asking me a question I can't answer.
Would make ours acceptable or unacceptable?
Until I see his plan, I don't know. Because it, right now, it, I think it's going to be too tight.
It's going to be like what? Too tight?
Oh, the next one.
They don't have it for the next one, so...
Okay, so we'll be able to make a decision.
All right.
I think we really are going to look at it anyway.
Right.
I have one question. How long will that be tabled for?
Till hopefully the next meeting. He's supposed to submit plans. We'll have them for the next meeting. We'll go down and look everything over.
And how far out further does he want to go?
9 to 10 feet than we are right now.
9 to 10 feet?
Yeah. Okay. And they're turning us down.
Okay. Penal license transfer.
Once again, there was no liquor permit there. And I've also got a question. got a big old canopy on the top of it. And I don't believe that it blocks anybody's view, but I don't know.
Is it new?
It's new. Yeah, this is a license. There was no lift there, I know that, this is on my parents' old. Now, there's a lift there.
If somebody came in front of the lift, then he applied for license for a license. So in other words, the person departing put in, put the lift in?
I don't know who put the lift in there.
Okay.
I don't know.
I say that we table it pending a letter, application by 9-1.
And then you would have 9-1, yeah.
Well, if you don't mind, I gotta close the door, sun's in everybody's eyes.
Thank you.
These ones that were tabled, there's room for them, right? I mean, there's not any of the parents agreed or aggravation anyway?
No. No, it's just we want it.
So you didn't follow the procedures?
We've lost control.
All right.
Okay. Moving into old business. Anything? Well, we have one lunch. We've had no response to ads, 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 so. And I don't know, one lunch attendant can only work certain days, and I don't know what to do.
How much do they get paid an hour?
Do much about it.
Minimum wage.
You think you can raise it, like that couple candidates? McDonald's paying minimum wage.
It's always been as a work.
You know, I mean, the hardest thing about that job, Faith, is keeping enough sun tan on.
I know.
I mean, that's the downside.
Keeping the sun tan on, and keeping from falling asleep and having to lock you in the shed. Yeah, but somebody locks you in the shed.
What would pay 10 hours and advertise?
I mean, we moved about $200 last year.
It's only a break thing at best.
Like the taxi will lose it.
Most years it's a loser.
Wait, I'll tell you what I would almost rather see happen is like, and I know it's not gonna.
No. The only good thing is, the person that's working there now, her schedule's all over the place, so nobody knows if she's gonna be there or not.
Well, that's good, that is a good thing.
I mean, that's kind of working out in the board's favor, but.
Well, I still say maybe we oughta give her a raise or something.
I.
Minimum wage.
If you make that motion, I'll second.
Okay. I need to pay the person who's working here now $10.
And we advertise it at $10.
Yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I'll pull back.
Is that just for weekends or?
We basically have someone there on the weekend. The only reason we ever started this was to try and cut down the traffic. There were some weekends there where it got ridiculous. I mean, there was 100 cars there, you know, putting boats. And like on July 4th and, you know, other weeks, it really.
We pitch a paint.
We don't have, I mean, that's the problem, there's some weeks there's not enough traffic coming in even to cover the person's wages. But previous boards felt it was important on the busy weekends, or the days it's 90 degrees and all of a sudden everybody goes, let's get the boat, let's go to the lake. So, but for this year is the first year really, we've ran ads and every, I don't know, I guess the kids got a lot more money and nobody needs.
No, they got a dope deal, they got free dope out of it.
Whatever.
One of the reason that we did this, and this is a classic, some guy shows up in a Chevy Suburban, hauling a trailer with four jet skis on it, nine kids in a Suburban, right? Pulls in and wants to launch his jet skis. And that was the first time we started with the attendant. And the attendant said, sorry, it's $25 a pop. Well, screw you, I'm going to Cuba Lake. And I
mean, I'm being gentle with some of the language, but I'm going to give a leg to Helen Young. Hey, see you, enjoy.
So why do we have a boat launch?
Get the boats in.
Let's lock it up.
For the big ladders who don't have...
We've always kept the launch because that's one of the provisions to have the lake stock, that we have to have a launch.
No, I think that states public access, and I think you should research that. However, why don't we chain it up, give everybody a key?
Well, I'm not monitoring a thousand keys. I mean, what's the difference? You can give your key to anybody, and anybody can get in.
Am I going to give it to a guy with a Suburban with four jet skis?
Well, maybe you would.
Maybe you would, it's your cousin Harry, you know. This appears to work okay. Most people are satisfied the lake isn't a zoo on a hot weekend, all right? And it isn't a zoo because somebody's standing there saying, give me $25, I'll let you go to dance.
It has worked for a while.
So it costs a little money, it keeps you happy.
Grant status, I spoke to, actually a lot of email, I think I emailed everyone. Actually, the center did brought that up. There are actually two grants, getting the total amount of the two grants.
$267 and $388?
Whatever the figures are, I don't have them right here.
So that covers about half the project?
Yes, it'll be about half of what we invested in the project.
Well, to mention grant anyway.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I have, Bill kind of, he got all his figures together, and I got to rewrite part of what we got to send in, because now we're asking for all the money from the stability study on, so I got to, there's a narrative we got to, I just got to rewrite it, I don't have it ready. And then, I'll get that down to you, and I'll get that from the DMC, and then I'll start the process again. No, it's still on the chart. Board amendment, that was, Senator mentioned that, so. We received a letter, actually, two meetings ago, from Mr. Edmonds and Mr. Yankee. They're complaining about all the boats docking just offshore of their places. I think everybody's read the letter. Rhonda, did the sheriff get back to you on that? I don't know, I suppose, I don't know there's anything we really can do about it. I mean, short of the sheriff's policing that a little.
And they are.
They are going to?
Yes, should the people become a nuisance, then they will do something. If they're just, like last weekend, there was three pontoon boats there. They were at least 20 foot off the shore, they weren't going up on shore, they weren't throwing their garbage, so they were tight. Sheriff's in check. But when you get 7 or 8 or 10 of them there, and they start coming on shore, that's when the sheriff's will take action.
I think that's all we can do. They have, you know, you have a legal right to anchor your boat and have the water, so as long as they're not creating a mess, so be it. Tom was,
I'm researching it.
Yes, actually I talked to Mr. Kapow today, I'm going to meet him and got, it sounds like he's worked something out with one of his neighbors.
I'll be divided.
If you want, we're going to meet Sunday at 5 o'clock. I told him I'd meet him, and I guess his neighbor's going to be there. I don't think they have a solution, so hopefully. Christian, I spoke to Bill Whitlock the other night, and they have moved the trailer, is my understanding. Or they sold the trailer, I forget what you said.
They sold that particular piece of property with the trailer on it.
Okay. So what she's asking now is just to file her paperwork because she's doing something. She might build another house or something. And so just stick what she has applied for in the folder, so we...
So she's going to retract the current application.
Right, and reapply, okay.
Reapply.
When they have a house there.
Whenever she figures out.
Whatever what she's going to do, okay.
But otherwise, then if she doesn't retract it, then we have, when we deny it, then she's moved on.
Or you could just table it for another couple of months.
We're not supposed to table it, so it's in the folder.
It's in the folder.
It's the best we can do.
We're trying to be nice. We're not going to throw it in the garbage.
I didn't get a reply on the data yet. I asked Bruce about it, and so I don't know. I guess we got to remain tabled.
Okay. Until we do get a reply.
Yeah.
If we don't get a reply, we're going to give them till 9/1, send them a letter.
Well, we sent them two letters. We got to do something through legal channels.
This is Dr. Joe, right?
Yes. Septic system.
Okay, I was supposed to have something prepared, and guess what, I don't.
Okay.
You know, I just hate the table. But I still, I've gotten some real positive feedback from a lot of people. So I will prepare something.
That's fine, we'll keep it on.
While we're discussing septic system inspection, you know, I heard your, at the last meeting where you were coming up. 99% of, if you have a septic problem, it tends to be self-policing. Your neighbor will come over there and tell you you've got a problem. Believe me, if you've got a problem, you know about it in your neighborhood. I'm not sure that we have to involve people in consistent septic inspections. Classic case. I pump my tank once every 2 years, or as needed. Anybody with a half a brain keeps their stuff on top of their tank, because you've got real problems if you don't. You know it. I mean, the way the close, I mean, unless you're out in the middle of a 30-acre plot, your neighbors are going to tell you you've got a problem. I'm not sure that we need to go that route.
Well, my point was, yes, that we're mandating this for people who transfer property within family,
yes,
or land contract or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think you have to do it across the board.
We have an approximate 7.5 to 8% turnover in properties on this lake. That typically covers damn near every property on the lake with a 10-year period. Now, there are exceptions to that. I'm one of the exceptions. Bill's an exception, all right? But typically, you turn over properties at a rate that you, and as I said, if you've got a septic tank with a problem, your neighbors are going to tell you about it. And if you don't fix it, they're going to call the board health.
So there's no problem. You give proof.
But if you mandate septic inspections, you're going to, it's like we're from the government. We're here to help. Small government. We don't need to do this.
Yeah, but we're already doing it.
Write up what you want. Present it to the board. Okay. If the board approves it, and they approve it.
Yes,
I think mandating it is the best idea. So we've got people that have very old septic systems,
mm-hmm,
and lakes that are around our home, our actual main home. They've polluted the lakes because they have not put all their waste into the septic system.
Well, here you can't, in Allegheny County, you can't do that. Old gray water systems. Gray water systems have been mandated to be removed. So you don't put any waste into the lake through gray water. And in fact, in this county, they're pretty strict on septic inspections. And like I said, if you've got a septic problem, your neighbors down here in this area, because we have the cleanest lake in New York State, your neighbors are going to make a phone call. Believe me, I made my share of phone calls.
And so who would you
call the Board of Health. Hey, I got a stinky pool over there. And the sanitarian's out there, and he's checking it. And if he says any possibility that you've got a leak, you've got an order.
There are formal forms that have to be filled out,
mm-hmm,
in the county if you have a formal complaint.
Yeah, and they have to respond to it.
Out, and the county will come and check if there's a significant.
Yes.
Let's say your neighbor is polluting.
Yeah, we had a neighbor with a gray water system.
Yeah.
And we went to the county because it was leaking. And it was not only leaking, it was getting really nasty. And the county came down and they said, pull it out. Septic system. And they put a septic system.
Okay.
And what happens if they're not, just not putting their shower or their wash?
No, 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 believe me, it was inspected very carefully.
What happens if some people are deviating their washing machines, their dishwashers?
There are no gray water systems allowed in this community.
So there's none?
None, there are no gray water systems allowed.
Okay.
Some grandfather, I believe it was about 7 or 8 years ago, they took grandfather off of gray water.
I don't recall him ever taking.
You can't put a gray water system in, if you have one, you've got to remove it. At some point in the, not too distant.
These are things that are discovered during a septic inspection.
Yes, yes.
The county will come, they will put dye in the sink, they will put dye in the toilet, they will run water.
Yes.
If your gray water is not going where it's supposed to go, that green dye is going to come to the surface.
Yeah, and you cannot.
And then you will be made to replace or repair your system.
But you cannot install new a gray water system, it must be a septic system.
And they will make you remove a gray water system.
If your gray water system has failed, they will make you remove it, replace it with a valid septic system engineered properly.
Yeah, and they're usually, they're very, very proud to have a situation, they were there the next day, it was resolved right away, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's, the response from the county, because of the cleanliness of the lake, and because of our beating on it, it's pretty good.
If there is a situation where somebody has a concern, don't be afraid to call the county.
Yeah, and they'll send you the form, you fill them out.
I'm going to cut off the conversation, we'll be here all night. If you want to bring it up in open forum, bring it up in open forum. Okay, where are we here? Schilling Hoist, received a letter, Mr. Schilling.
I wrote it.
I didn't have a letter. I went down there in the boat, and there's definitely a problem.
Can I make a statement?
Yes.
The reason I sent that letter is I felt like the permit process had been circumvented. Not only is the hoist larger, the six-by-sixes were put in without permit, and the new boat is longer. We're having quite a time getting in and out of here now.
It's very unsafe.
Tom Paul, one of our neighbors, he's in the middle, but he's in a worse position yet.
My question is, was there an old beat-up hoist there prior to this?
I measured the new hoist and the old hoist. The new hoist was actually 11 feet wide, and I had my wife, she had another ruler, so I might be able to do this.
You can hit him with a chair.
So it was obvious that the new hoist is not the same foot.
Well,
yeah.
No.
Until we get our
We live right next to it, we know all the circles too.
See, my problem is, I would like them pulled out.
This is another big show in summer.
So my question is, is he going to be able to do it?
Probably not. No category.
So then do we say, okay, then you saw them off no higher than 6 inches from the lake bed?
Yes.
And then remove them after dry?
They're all doing good saw them off right now. It'll just be an underwater hazard then.
There's not much we can do about the...
That's what I'm saying. I'd like to attack it in a two,
Is our hoist going to get moved now?
We're going to...
Right.
Can't even work on the hoist then.
That's what I'm saying. Unless you wanted to say that they've got to be sawed off no higher than 1 foot. If you've got 6 foot of water there, and it's one, and you saw them off 1 foot, they'd still need 5 foot of water over the top of the post, right? How deep does your boat draft?
Oh, it's not that, the draft's not that great. But it's the boot saw, it's port saw underwater.
Not me, pal.
You should have put him in the...
He's wrong, do it.
That's right.
If he had to pay for a barge, get a barge and something in to pull him off, pull him off.
It's unsafe.
So why is there two little posts there? One in the back, one in front, and we had a couple more in there, so there were some over there.
They went to look at it, they got the Don Passmore and the Predators and Vendor for 40 years. Those two posts that were there belonged to the people at Rancun who bought his battery truck, and they could come out. They should have come out and bought them.
Come on.
I think they belong to Fred.
No, I was told that they were belonging to...
I don't care who told you what.
Okay, I'm gonna cut off the discussion. I got a motion to send the letter. I need a second. All in favor?
Aye.
I didn't finish it. Okay, hurry up and amend it.
I'm hurrying up, man.
That no later than 10 or 11:01, that all the posts are removed.
Okay.
Second.
I'm more concerned with that voice.
And how about the points? You got a date on that?
Immediately. Yes. All right.
We added on that? I second it.
Second.
Aye.
Aye. All in favor? Aye. New business. I guess we've gotten a lot of calls about drawdown. I don't know that we really firmed up a date. Traditionally, drawdown has always been Columbus Day weekend. I don't believe that's going to change this year. I don't see why it should. I mean, last year we drew down early because of the construction on the dam, but normally it's Columbus Day weekend, that Tuesday after Columbus. Yes?
I get a lot of questions as to why yesterday Columbus Day weekend.
We don't get
any kind of freezing water until well into December. A lot of people like to keep the water level up.
The problem we're going to have now, Marge, is the lake's going to be coming up earlier. So if people want to do construction, they're only going to have that short time. And if you start getting early snows in November, you're out there freezing. So
considering the fact that they did a $1 million project
that's why it was a $1 million project, because they had the equipment to do it. The ones that put in a break wall by hand, you got to give the guy enough time. I don't know. I mean, that's my opinion.
I go with Maggie on this. I've heard quite a few requests that why can't we leave the lake up higher? Why can't we leave the lake up? And I come back with the same response. I lived on a lake in New Jersey, and it was controlled by the state of New Jersey.
We're not leaving the water up totally.
Let me finish. Please, let me finish. And what we did, what they did was that every third year, a lake was dropped on the 15th of October. All right? The lake was kept up until ice in on other 2 years, which satisfied people who wanted to fish, satisfied people who wanted to work on their docks. I mean, if somebody wants to work on a dock every year, that's fine. I mean, that's not what I want to do. But typically, every third year, and it was just a practice. In other words, it accommodated everybody, is my point. It's a compliment. And it's something we may want to think about.
I don't, If it's that big of an issue out there, send enough letters in, and, or someone bring it, and one of the board members, I'm feeling a lot of people want to work on their dock, so, you know, and if you really look at uses of the lake after the 15th, I'm down here all hunting season, there's no way out there, and there's two or three boats out. Well, if you want to use the boat, you know, you can still get a boat in the water.
But where do you draw the line? Then it's gonna be something for the next guy.
Well, and I agree.
You know, you have to have a uniform, and considering that we can raise some taxes, shouldn't we have a lake that wants to be possibly spent? How many more years are we still supposed to accommodate new dock construction? You know, when does it all end? From December till March is 4 months for construction of docks to replace.
I get the help, I mean, periodically about letting the lake down as early as we do, seriously. Now, again, some of these people don't even live on the lake.
Well.
But then, no, I'm not.
I don't really care about the people.
I understand.
But people don't live on the lake. Most of the people use the lake as a seasonal residence,
yeah.
So most of the people don't live
on the
lake.
Now, there are a lot of people in this community who spend money. They buy fishing tackle, they buy fishing equipment, and they like to fish. There are people who come down here.
Put a motion.
Would like to, I move we reconsider our position on it. And then maybe we consider doing it periodically, drop the lake, and leave it up to the lake.
To play a question.
Yeah.
I don't know how good you are doing docks or what you do, but have you ever gone down there and started working on them in October, late October? And really got your ass burned from the freeze and the wind, and you can't.
On the other side of the fence, I went swimming in the lake on October.
You got about six contractors here that could do the work for 600 people on the water? Come on!
No, you got 600 on the water, it's only 800 in the whole district.
But how many of them need work?
No, I mean, a lot of them need work, though.
Yeah, I understand that. And as I said, I'm thinking of a compromise of saying every third year, or fourth year, whatever, we will drop the lake on the 1st of October.
No, it's never been, these people aren't using granite. It was always perfect.
RGD dropped it on Labor Day.
No, they didn't.
September.
No, they didn't.
September.
2 weeks after.
No, they didn't.
2 weeks, since September, they dropped it.
2 weeks after, they dropped it big time, though. They dropped it 50.
Well, I gave everybody an option to be able to do something.
What I'd like to see, I like Bill's idea, that, and maybe you can get this out. Let's get some letters to us from the landowners, and let's see how many people would like to.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
We could send, when we do our next mailing to the landowners association, just put a question in there.
Yep.
What are your thoughts about the drawdown date?
I just think it's a game.
If you've got 800 properties that are out there, and people would like to use the water and wait longer, how many people are actually to have major repairs on their dock? They're required.
It goes back to the majority.
Nobody wants
to put it out there. If the majority of people want to drop, it's
right.
Going down.
Okay.
That's the way this board works.
You guys.
Could we do something, a little questionnaire or something when the people come in to vote? On the 28th?
We could even do it there.
Yeah, that might be faster.
We can't put a proposition together.
We don't have enough time.
But we could put a questionnaire there and just fill it out.
Yeah.
That'd be easy enough to do.
Yeah.
Yep, we can do that.
The questionnaire.
And you don't have to sign, it'll just be a random.
Right. Yeah.
That's fine. Okay.
I make a motion that we have a questionnaire at the district office.
Straw poll.
Or is it specified
straw poll?
Straw poll.
Specified straw poll.
Okay. About the water drawdown. Second.
Okay.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. New business. The sheriff contacted us, and he's looking for, well, they're looking for two things, and I don't know what the board feels about this. They're looking for a place to park the boat, and basically, I think they're looking at Belton Beach. I think it's 2-3. And the second part of the proposal is they're looking for someplace to do their paperwork and whatever. And it was presented almost like a small office space. Now, I'm going to just throw this out there because I know the condition of the building that the lunch attendant sits in is basically shot. So I said, possibly, we're going to need to replace that at some point. If we put a little bit bigger building there with maybe a bench at the, or somewhere where they could sit down. My feeling on it, this is just my feeling, is if they are around a little bit more, it may help Falcon Beach as far as keeping it clean and whatever.
I would...
That's just my feeling on it.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that.
This is up in the discussion. My feeling on it, I do not think that we get sufficient sheriff's patrol on the lake. I've seen so much crap when he's not here with screwballs. To the point where people are saying, why don't we have a jet ski? Now, I can't see us doing that. But I have seen some really screwball stuff done on jet skis out there when the sheriff is not here. So I think we either have to have, like you said, sporadic coverage, more coverage, whatever.
Well, maybe this is something we can say to them. If we do this, we want more coverage.
That's my point in the argument.
My question is, are $30,000 launch to turn into a $150,000 project? Mm-hmm. Is this going to turn into one of that?
I don't know.
We're going to welcome them to participate.
Well, I don't know what we... I mean, if we're just replacing that building per se, I mean...
We'd have to put a dock.
Well...
They
would have to put the dock. I mean, that would be my thing. If you want
they want to be able to park the boat there.
If you want to put a hoist in somewhere, they can put it in.
Where do they currently dock the boat?
On my dock.
On your dock. Is that a problem for them?
Not that I know of.
Well, then where are we coming from? Place to park boat. Now, there's a park the boat.
This was brought up to...
Well, if they have someone... Okay, for an example, suppose they pull someone off the lake because they're out there working and they're bringing their boat crazy and stuff. They want to get them off the lake and take them to Boggle Beach to take them in the whole building. They want somewhere or a place to park the boat, but they can't interfere with
boat traffic, okay.
With people launching and...
Just handcuff them and drag them out of the boat and pull them up.
Okay, so that's my question. So they're only looking they don't want to permanently park the boat.
I didn't have an extended conversation on this. They mentioned it to Rhonda. Rhonda mentioned it to me. And I said, well, we'll get it on the agenda just so you guys know what's out there.
Yeah.
Right. And they're willing to come to...
Yeah, we can invite them to a meeting. Yeah. Or we can meet with them and see what they're actually looking for. I just wanted...
My reaction to this is if we should be using this as some leverage to get some tickets put out there. I mean, when Daddy's got to come down in the middle of January to answer a court appearance ticket because he owns the boat and Junior was out there going nuts, that solves a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. Because he goes home and beats Junior half to death with a ball bat. But we have got to solve some of the screwball activities with the jet ski and boats, not just jet skis. And we have this, there's got to be enforcement. We got to get these people off the diamonds of this stuff.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, Meg.
Back in the 60s and the 70s, Sheriff Jones had that little boat lift over there around the backside of South Beach. I really can't see a more perfect place for their hoist to be than there.
Carl had a little hoist here when we moved here.
Two little lifts. With a little 2 or 3 foot walkway between the two, with the sheriff's department on one side, and apparently in the past, through their eminent domain proceedings in the town of Rushford, they're looking for more access. The fire department could have their rescue vehicle and take that tiny little shed, which is in disrepair, it's old, it needs some repair, get something a little bit larger, allow for the office space of the sheriff's department to give the launch attendants a little bit of security, knowing they've got some of these law enforcement people there. They cover any kind of additional parking for the rescue squad, and we know firsthand, because June 29th, a helicopter landed on Balsam Beach with no problem, getting Mercy Flight or anybody else, and there wouldn't be a problem. I think we should focus on using Balsam Beach and the boat launch as the central point. It's the most universal, it's easily accessible by anyone that needs to come, whether it be the fire department, the rescue squad, Mercy Flight, or whatever. If we put the sheriff's department in there, we got their boats to solve that whole problem. Parking is not an issue. It's easy from both towns, whether it be Canada or Rush.
But they already have a dock at the county beach, and there's also a room there where they could go and use. Don't question that at all. There's parking, they can do whatever they want to do.
And that was Nick.
I make a motion, we invite the sheriff here.
See, I got this one.
I didn't even know that.
Well, there's a big sign on the dock that says.
Well, I know, they used to park down there, but they got tossed, I guess.
Yeah, the county recreation people who lease Balsam Beach, or lease the public beach from the district, throw them out of there.
That was their first thought.
It says sheriff, that dock was built specifically for the sheriff.
Yeah.
So the county sheriff.
By the sheriff.
Yeah, the county through the county sheriff's department.
Yeah, the county recreation folks threw the county sheriff out of there. Now, Bob, I just live here, I don't have. Right?
What can I do?
You feel free to go to legislators' meeting and discuss it, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Wow.
Well.
I think we consider it a safety issue as well.
I want a motion to sit down with the sheriff's department, see what they see.
And I'll second.
You want to try and get a hold of them and see if they meet with us?
$9,200.
Okay.
$9,204, the sheriff.
New business, three-year plan.
Okay. Bureaucracy is wonderful, but reality is, every organization now has a plan. And in terms of the county right now is working on a comprehensive plan. My department, the Youth Bureau, has to have a plan done for 3 years. I had run this by, in fact, I mentioned it to Janet Rick's wife, and she said, I had set a 5-year plan. Janet said, well, commissioners are only, you know, many of them are only on for 3 years. So a 3-year plan makes more sense. It will be work, but the way I envision it is that we break it up into committees. We do a needs assessment on the dam. We do a needs assessment on the beach. We do a needs assessment on water quality and on potential hazards such as fish kills. We do a needs assessment on possibly recreational areas such as the dam area. And we each head up, each of us have our own area of expertise. Just a minute, Maggie. We each head up a committee and then draw from the residents, the lake residents. We draw expertise from DEC. We draw expertise from the townspeople. We get the towns of Rushford and Canyon to be involved, and maybe they'll feel a little bit more commitment to our needs, since it's our taxes are pretty much are supporting, especially Rushford. There's another advantage of doing a 3-year plan, and this isn't something that we can do overnight. A lot of grants now are dependent upon having a 3-year plan or a 5-year plan, having some kind of plan in place. I just think there's an awful lot of great people. And just look at how we've grown here, how our attendance has grown. And I think this would be a way of involving the people and getting a needs assessment done and getting a plan in place to answer the needs that are projected. My only, I need help on this from the commissioners because I need to know what areas we should be, what committees we should be forming. I think the needs assessment that should be addressed first by the commission is just the continual access and the right-of-ways and all that.
That's
major.
That would be one. That could be one, but I think there's other.
That's a good one for the committee.
Honestly, at this point in time, I don't have any additional time to devote to this. I honestly do not.
And I understand that, and I certainly, I knew that was going to be the major objection, which is fine with me. I don't mind recruiting people to head up the committee, and in turn, sitting down with people to recruit additional members of the committee. I don't mind organizing that. I just need to know, like Maggie just gave a great suggestion, I think she's absolutely right. We need a, you know, a trail committee. I just need help on what committees we need. It's, like I said, it's not going to be done overnight.
Well, Deb, I will assure you that through the Landowners Association, any committees who want to set the place will find the people to help.
I would appreciate that.
Whether they be environmental, fishing, the lake access, there are people who are willing to, you know, come forth and work on it.
Right.
They just don't want to spend Friday nights on when they're out here at the lake for maybe 10 out of 12 weekends a year. They don't want to spend their time to meet.
And I don't blame them, and I certainly would leave that up to the individual committee. And I think a lot of this could be done by email, actually. And then maybe just come together. I don't want to see a meeting every single week or whatever, but I think a lot can be done. And then maybe the committee people, the committee heads, we could get together maybe once a month. Thank you, Maggie. That's a nice offer, and I do appreciate that.
That offer has been out there to the district and both for the challenge. For as long as I've been president. We're here to help. We live for this way. We don't want to leave it in the hands of a bunch of attorneys or a bunch of directors that aren't elected by us in any way, shape, or form. We don't have a lot of say in this district. Through this commission is where we get our say. And to work through the committees, we've had the environmental committee with Bob Gerstein. We're legislative committee. We attempted to, unfortunately, with Bob's untimely passing, we had a setback. But our commitment is there to work forward with the district, with Senator Young, with Assemblyman Burley, whatever we need to take to save this lake and, you know, maintain what we've all enjoyed for so many years.
Well, I want to add something. The biggest thing today is the advent of the email and modern communication really does reduce our workload.
Let me tell you something about that. Last week, Monday morning, I got one of Jill Barber's emails on my printer, and God knows why. She can't figure it out, and I can't figure it out. We both have the same kind of printers, and her emails were printing on my computer. I don't like the computer.
That's your ISP, Margaret. That's your provider.
I like phone calls. I like little meetings, okay? I don't like pushing press enter, and God knows what happens out there, okay? I like the one-on-one, the personal basis. That's what this is all about.
But we can do a lot of it through modern communication.
Oh, you can, but there's no guarantee on
that. But don't send me
I guess to make this short, because it's getting late, and we've still got a lot of business to go on. I'd like to put my phone number out there, and if you have a suggestion for some area that we should be exploring besides lake access, water quality, maybe recreational development, I need some ideas. If you want to send it to my email, my email is dev.omic, and it's just D-E-V, all lowercase letters, .omic, A-U-M-I-C-K, again, lowercase K, at gmail.com. And I would appreciate you getting to me, or my home phone number is 585-437-2498.
Wait a minute,
hold it. Okay, sorry. Home phone is
585-437-2498.
I'm in the book.
Can you talk about
the
email again?
Okay, it's dev.omic, A-U-M-I-C-K, @gmail.com.
Okay.
And like I said, this is going to be a long process. It's not going to be an overnight. But at least let me get started on this, and then I'll talk to Maggie. In fact, I probably will just contact Maggie and say, okay, Maggie, we've got this committee, this committee, this committee, this committee. Can you get me some committee chairs and get me some committee people? And let's get going on it.
Are we going to be able to discuss finances?
Actually, finance is just pretty quick. He just wanted you guys to know, we can't do it tonight anyway, but we got to start thinking about those issues.
Yeah, okay.
Repairs, pay increases, out of ordinary expenses, legal expenses, and insurance. And
do we have an insurance proposal?
Yes, it just came. So we'll get that out to everybody. And then next month, we got to put that budget together.
Yeah.
We might even have to call. I got to talk to Bill. He had a funeral. We'll have to call a special meeting.
We have a budget preparation date that we have to prove.
Right.
The budget.
Right.
And that's cut in stone. That's a state
right.
law. So
then
we really do have to get off the time on this
right.
pretty quick.
So, and that's why I said I got to talk to Bill and see exactly what he needs. And
okay.
We might have a special meeting before July meeting or somewhere. We got to have it together by July because it's got to go for the budget meeting in August.
It's got to be ready for the budget meeting in August.
So maybe
gonna,
we might have a special meeting for this one?
Yeah,
that's
probably.
Right.
All right,
yeah.
That's fine. Under finance, I've got a request. You do remember you sort of gave me permission, if we got our money for the grant, to get
mm-hmm.
some picnic tables?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I told you I had some kids through
right.
some youth employment program who will provide the labor for free. It's going to cost in materials and wood, and I just went for the pressure-treated wood, through the Belmont Hardware. $102.36 per table. Okay? And he'll deliver the wood, all the materials to Holsey. Okay?
Are they going to come up here and do it, or?
No.
They do it at the school?
They'll do it at the school, and I have volunteered my truck to bring them up here. Whether I'm driving it or my son is driving, I don't know, that's debatable. But anyway.
I will we spend it.
How many, though? How many?
Well,
that's not
per table, right?
That's
yeah,
per
table.
$105
per
table.
That's cheap.
For the wood
yeah,
and the
slaves. We got to buy them a little lunch or something? Or?
No, we don't buy them anything. We don't
okay.
have to pay them anything.
Oh,
they're,
okay.
they're doing this.
How many tables do we need?
Yeah. I wouldn't get any more than four.
Okay, I'll go with four tables and I would make a motion we do it.
Or do you want three, Rick?
I honestly would like two this year to see how many last.
Okay.
All
yeah,
right.
I'd buy that too. That works.
Okay.
That works. Why don't we do two this year? I'll say. You going to make that a motion?
Yep.
Second.
Okay. Motion for materials for two tables.
Okay.
Yep. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're pulled one by the dam because people go up there and picnic a little bit, you know, up above the dam there.
We're also going to, I've got some kids who I want to plant some greenery, shrubbery, or flowers or something up there too. It used to be a park years ago.
Yeah.
It used to be a picnic area. It's kind of like, see if we can bring it back.
Bring it back a little bit.
And hopefully this stuff doesn't get stolen.
Yeah.
But we're trying to be a little bit proactive
you know,
and do
you know,
something for the betterment of the
That's all I have in finance is built on here. Okay, we're going to take a short break because we need some facility break here, and then we'll come back for a little bit more. 5 minutes.
How are you guys? Good to see you. Good. Very good.
request, huh?
How about you, you retired?
No, I'm eligible.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm still there.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got four more weeks to start before you start there. It's not hard, I just can't do it. I have a problem with my different relationships. Right, my dad. My wife's gone. I don't. My daughter, they need to bring her back. To get a sense.
So you called the police and called the health office?
Really? Right off the bike.
Wow.
Well, like I said,
5 minutes is off.
Good to see you.
Can you watch it?
Right?
So, is it true that Rick isn't running for commissioner because he don't have the time to do a good job?
I don't know. I heard somebody say that, but...
Did you really?
Play with one hand, roll please.
If you can tell, make your step up here, Jeff.
What's that? If I could get my tongue out of that, my shoes, I'd be like, no. I'd like to call the meeting back in order quick, you know, talk to the guests, so any break and everything. And basically, we're in open forum, so anybody got anything you want to bring up? An answer? Yeah. It's been a long meeting, trying to keep it moving along. There's nothing else for open forum. I need a motion.
I move we go to executive session, discuss pending litigation issues.
Between?
RLRD.
Thank you. No. Rushford Lake Recreation District and...
Meadowlands.
Meadow, thank you, I don't have to go to the other one. Okay, Meadowlands.
With that, we're going into executive session, so we'll please ask everyone to leave. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Frank.
Fucking boy.
They're not at the...
Hey, Ron. See what drives me to drink.
Good, how you been?
Good to see you, good to see you.
Good to see you.
How's everything, good?
Yeah.
Are you, do you have a place on the lake now?
Yeah, we're at Lake Shore Advisor. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Lake Shore and Wiser.
Yeah, one up from Lake Shore.
Is that...
Originally used to be Wiser's house, originally, a long time ago.
But you're not, are you lakefront?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, isn't that where Bonnie Bunsey lives?
Yeah, she's up, they're on Elmwood and...
Oh, okay, Wiser's the next one.
Yeah, they're...
I get them all confused.
They're one over.
I get them all confused, but, good to see you, Brett.
Good to see you.
Hi, buddy.
Hello.